for curb appeal that lasts, shop Labor Day Extra Big Deals at Lowe's. For a limited time, get 50% off all Holland pavers. Plus, save $110 on the Ego Power Plus 56-volt, 2.5-amp-hour blower trimmer combo kit. Now just $249. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's. In-store and online. Valid through 9/7. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. Holland pavers offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the Burt Show.
I want to. I am very curious about a conversation that we had off the radio this morning, but I don't know how to get into it.
Oh no!
Is it the one I brought up?
It's like, oh God.
Yes and no. It has to do with dudes sending pictures of their junk.
Yeah.
That part of the conversation, but I'm not sure how to get into it. Because I'm really curious. We got into a conversation here, and then some of the interns started getting into it also, and we were talking about, like, dudes that send pictures of their junk, not necessarily to, like, their wives or girlfriends, but dudes that just, is it randomly send out?
Yeah, randomly. If they're dating somebody or want to date somebody, they already have these, you know, pre-approved pictures, that these photo shoots they've done of themselves. And send it to girls.
But I am surprised at the, because I think the conversation that was most revealing, so to speak, was the guys will send it to a girl he's not dated. He hasn't gone out on one date with, and he's going to send his junk pic to her.
Well, if he wants to show it off.
Yeah, if it's a selling point.
That's
yeah,
like as creepy as it gets, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, well, yeah, that's just
why would you send a naked picture of yourself to somebody that you've never even met before?
It's a selling point.
What we were talking about and what some of the interns chimed in on is that the guys their age think it's funny. Like, they think it's cool and think it's funny. So, like, our perspective on it is very different than a younger perspective on it, because I think it's gross and why would you do that? But
so we need
it seems to be much more commonplace than we would know.
So we need to find, like, a 22 or a 23-year-old dude right now that, and we'll put you on the voice disguiser, the creep disguiser. So,
the creeps.
Because it
yeah,
does
why,
seem,
why would you send it to somebody? Because, I knew guys.
I don't know that, where I'm really going with this, except I think that I am fascinated that dudes have pictures on their phone right now of their junk ready to send out.
Ready
like,
to
if,
go.
You're, if you're a guy, if you're like 22, 23, or it doesn't matter your age, if you have pictures of your own junk on your phone right now and you're ready to send it out when need be, give us a call right now because I'm very interested in it.
Send those to Bert@thebertshow.com.
We'll change your name and we just want to talk to you about why you have them.
1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, 877-588-2378.
I think it's new technology because I knew guys in school that took they had pictures of their junk. They had pictures, but they had, like, physical pictures.
Actual developed
pictures of their junk that if they got drunk, they'd pull them out and show. I mean, not pull
like
that out. They'd pull
wallet?
The pictures out. And they'd show it.
Really?
Yes.
If you're there in person, just take it out. Why are you pulling out a photograph?
You got the lighting is better.
I'm calculating it. The right angle.
Men have been, you know what? Even the cavemen probably sketched pictures of their penises on the wall. I mean, it's
about as creepy as a guy called, hey, Wendy, come over here. And then she said, I want to show you something.
Well, I won't go into detail what I mean.
And then he pulls out a photograph of his own junk.
It was a photograph of his junk, and it involved Krispy Kreme donuts, and that's all I'll say. And he was showing off. I'm not lying.
No,
I'm not lying.
Who's the most popular guy at a nudist camp?
It's disgusting.
The guy who can carry two cups of coffee and a dozen donuts at the same time.
It's only
I don't
fun.
Get it.
We're only laughing at you laughing. You're not laughing at your joke.
What are you laughing at?
You laughing at yourself,
Melissa.
The image.
Ah, thanks.
Guys are cowards. Hardly any guys calling up to confess to us that you
have
pictures of your junk on your phone ready to send out at any time.
Well,
anytime.
Women have the proof.
Yeah, I got plenty of women calling up saying that. They've received a whole bunch of them, but I want to talk to the dudes that have them ready to go right now.
And while we're getting those phone calls, I mean, it's like even with everything, man, just like for you to see it. Because we were, remember in here, we were doing what, chat roulette one time just to see what it was all about. And by
they
the
sit
third,
there and show it off.
Yeah, and there it is. Foop. There, yeah. You know, just sitting there with it right on the camera.
Maybe I've we need to get before. Some.
I don't really think that it is a work of art. I really.
Oh, I disagree, my friend.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
My Mine theory is. Of the whole thing has always been like, you know, well, like you God was, God had created everything. And then like at 11:58 on Saturday night, he knew he was off in like two minutes. He's like, oh, damn it, I forgot to make a penis. And threw something together at the last minute. And it looks like what we have right now.
Mine is
because it doesn't look like anything that was designed very well.
Mine's a work of art like Salvador Dali. All disproportionate.
Lots of colors.
It looks like it's melting. Is it like
no? Yeah. I don't want
one giant enormous testicle and then a tiny, 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 tiny one.
It just kind of it's like a melting off the side of the table.
Yeah.
Good morning, Sean. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
What's going on, guys?
You tell us, dude. You're on the voice disguiser.
I don't need to be. It don't matter.
Okay.
No, I used to do it a lot, just as friends and stuff. I didn't really send it to people I hadn't been with, but girls I dated and stuff and been with, I'd show them pictures and stuff before I'd been with them. But it was I wasn't sending it out, and it wasn't on the internet or anything. But I don't know, it was just funny. I would do different stuff like puppets and put a little hat on them or, you know, stuff like that. It was just funny.
Hey, now Melissa's got a problem because we haven't yet reached Labor Day and you're celebrating Halloween.
With the costume.
Dressing your little guy up in costume.
Dressing your little man up.
Mm-hmm. Look,
oh
it's
this
Brainy
is really
Smurf.
Awful.
It's hysterical.
Guys, we just don't evolve after the seventh grade.
And you have way and further
penis-toting seventh graders.
Yeah, and it further indicates you have way too much time on your hands. I mean, surfing YouTube and putting puppet heads, you know, on your penis,
making
just,
shapes.
Hey,
really?
Bert, what do you want to do this afternoon?
Do some laundry or something.
How do you get paid more than we do? I don't understand.
Bert, you want to auto-tune a Mel Gibson rant or dress our penises up and take pictures up with our camera phones? What do you want to do?
Save that.
Billy, you are on the voice disguiser. Go ahead.
Hey, I keep mine on my phone all the time.
I do.
I've been told over time this is a beautiful thing, so, you know, I just keep it on there. Somebody asked it, like, you know, I've heard about you, so I was like, yeah, I can show you.
What do you mean people will say that they've heard of you? Like you're just walking down the street and someone's like,
Well, I deal in a tight circle of people, and, you know, sometimes I've mixed business with pleasure, and people talk on occasion.
Sometimes a man's reputation precedes him.
Have you ever had a situation where a woman comes up to you and says, hey, I've heard about you, and then you show her a picture of your penis, and she goes, no, I meant that you owe my friend Sally $30. And then you're all embarrassed because now there you are with a picture of your penis in your hand, and you just needed to come up with $3.10.
A lot of women be like, no, I don't want to see it. But, you know, there are those few select few that just like to look at.
See, so, if I was a dude, if I wasn't blessed, so to speak, then I would, you know, manipulate it to where I had another picture on my phone and be like, oh, here. There
this
you
is what
go.
It looks like.
And have a reputation that I don't even deserve.
Yeah, what I would do is I would have Billy send me his penis so I could send it out like it was mine.
Yeah, exactly. And that way, people are like, oh, you're the one.
So who do you? Okay. How many pictures of your own penis do you have on your on your phone?
I don't know. Probably about five or six.
Five or six.
Five or six.
Did you ever think you'd ask that question?
That's funny.
For whatever reason, the name Billy isn't the name of a person with a good penis.
Apparently it is. All right, now dudes are starting to warm up.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, thanks.
Hey, Patrick, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
How are you?
Well, I mean, on my phone, I actually have a picture folder of you know, just pictures I take of myself. And, you know, once or twice a week, I'll send it out to one of my female friends. And 9 times out of 10, I'll get a response back with the picture or, you know, nice pose or take another one. So I guess it's just my personality and, you know,
no.
I'm 32 years old. So it's not like I'm 23 years old. I'm 32 years old doing this and, you know, it works for me.
All right, let's lock you in here for a second.
I'm going to try this later with Brittany.
So you are sending your junk out to women that haven't requested it?
Yeah, they haven't requested it. I mean, they're friends of mine, and, you know, either, you know, I met him at a club or, you know, longtime friends or something like that. But, you know, they're female friends of mine, and, you know, they're on my phone, and in the morning would send a picture out.
Hey.
Why, like, what's the purpose? What's the purpose of sending it to your friends?
Just to get a rise or reaction out of them and see what they'll send back.
And do you ever? I'm assuming that most of the messages back are "you're a pig, put that thing away," or are they like open to it?
No, I mean it's my personality. You know, they know I'm jokey, and you know, and they're just used to me like sending out like, you know, random pictures like that, and it'll come back and be like, "That looks nice," or what's got you so excited? Or, you know, I get responses back like that. I never get rude responses back.
Melissa, can you role play? will you role play your response if, like, later today you look at your phone and there is a picture of
your penis?
No, not me.
You already have one of those.
Johnny O sends me a picture of his penis.
Yes. Can you role play your response?
Well, you know what? His personality is such a great one that I'd be like, oh, Johnny, that, oh, you such a kidder.
And what would you send back to him?
I hope that guys know that your friends are showing it to all of their friends, too, by the way.
And it doesn't matter if it's a good picture or a bad picture, it's being shared.
And it'll be shared even more if it's really bad.
It's being shared over girls' nights. Glasses of wine.
Are we
going to
do that? Are we going to do that thing that we talked about where people send their pictures to Jen and then she decides whether or not you should be sending it out?
What do you mean?
Like penis hot or not?
No thanks.
One more here. Good morning.
I could go without that.
Sandra, you're on the voice disguiser. Go ahead.
Yeah, me and one of my close friends, we actually compete to see how many pictures we can get of random guys. Penises and sometimes even video.
Guys are not pieces of meat.
Well, in this case, they
well,
are.
Well, you know what? We're going to flip the script here.
So, on any given night when you guys go out, you will have a competition to see who can get the most junk shots?
Yes.
And what is the record to beat at this point?
Actually, I don't know. I have probably approximately, I have 5 videos. And I'd say 20-something photos.
20-something photos of dudes jump.
Is there any way for you to say what happens in the video?
No.
It's dangerous.
We had a guy saying he dressed it up like puppets, so I'm wondering if it's like...
It's hard to imagine. Okay.
Yeah, I think we got it.
Right.
We're part of the same gender and the same species, and I don't understand it.
Wow.
Yeah, I would not I would not be pleased if that showed up on my phone.
Especially your phone.
Especially my phone. But I mean, yeah, I'd be so shocked and cannot understand why they thought that was funny.
There is somebody in Nashville listening to us for the very first time right now.
And that's the first conversation.
Hey, and the very last time right
yes.
now.
Yes.
Here, Bird Show.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.